Those adults who played kickball as kids may have spent rainy days doing this. Playing Pong, Combat, or other early video games. Like train sets and matchbox cars, old video games are now collectibles. People who love them are known as retro gamers. Albert Yaruso is a co-creator of AtariAge.com, a website devoted to vintage video games. He says designers of these first games knew how to inspire loyalty.
It's interesting. Back then, they didn't have great graphics or sound to play with like they do on all the systems you see today. So the most important thing by far was that the games were fun to play. So even though 20 years have passed, people can still pick up a game of Combat and play it with one of their friends and have just as much fun as they would with a PlayStation 2 or Xbox game today.
So for some, there's just too much glitz in modern games.
That is a problem. The game designers today, with all the power that they have in these systems, sometimes lose sight that the most important thing is to make a game that's fun. You know, the great graphics and sound are a lot of fun, but you need more than that, really, to keep people interested and motivated to play the games. And I think it would be important, or a good lesson for game designers who don't have experience with these old systems, to go back and actually play them, just to get an idea of, you know, this is what it's all about.
You have to be 12 years old to have the reflexes to play a modern game, isn't it?
I'm wondering about that myself. I mean, I can still play the games reasonably well, but I haven't really stopped playing video games since the early 80s. But I expect that my reflexes probably are going to be going downhill, and then I'll be easily beaten by all the 12-year-olds.
So you'll have the old stuff around.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what was the first video game? Where did they come from?
Back in 1958, there was a scientist for the Brookhaven National Laboratory called William Higginbotham that created a game called Tennis for Two on some hardware they had in display that they would show to people, to the public, every year or so for an open house. So he created a game that used two paddles that people could play. It was a side view of a tennis court with a little net in the middle that people would hit the ball over. It wouldn't be until 1962 that a game called Space War would be created at MIT. And that spread to college campuses all over the country. But commercially, it wouldn't be until 1972 that Magnavox would create a system called the Odyssey, and that was invented by Ralph Baer, who also got the first video game patent. And then several years later, Atari would eventually release what is known as the Video Computer System in 1977.
Now, who's looking for these old games, and why?
There's probably two sets of people. There's the people who enjoyed the games back when they were a young kid, which would include myself. And, you know, people in their late 20s and early 30s, you know, had the game systems in the late 70s and early 80s. Then they may use eBay or something to find, or a flea market, start playing the games again and realize, you know, I'm going to start playing some of the, or finding some of the other games I never had as a kid. And then they'll start collecting, which seems innocent enough at first, but it can become pretty obsessive after a time. And then there are a lot of people who never played, you know, people who are much younger, and then they find out about it on the internet, and then they'll pick up a system, and then they'll, you know, start playing all the games also.
Has it been transferred into modern software so you can play the old games?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there are what are called emulators, which basically simulate one of these old systems on a modern computer, either PCs or Macs, and then people can download the software on the internet and play them on a PC just as if they were playing the game system on their television. The main difference is, you know, you're not sitting on the couch with some of your friends.
Albert Yaruso is co-creator of the website AtariAge.com.